December 29th. We begin today, as usual, in the Old Testament, and our reading today will be from the book of Zechariah, chapter 14, verses 1 through 21. We'll see here in chapter 14 that the prophet describes the great campaign that we call the Battle of Armageddon, when the nations of the world will gather against Jerusalem. See the demonstrations of his power. He will make changes in the heavens and the earth, and will send a plague that will frighten and destroy the enemy. He will cause a river to flow that will restore and refresh the land. Zechariah proclaimed, "And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. Our prayer, thy kingdom come, will be answered, and we shall reign with him. The nations will worship the king, and even ordinary items like harnesses and kitchen pots will be holy to the Lord. No outsiders will be there to defile God's holy temple. The Feast of Tabernacles was Israel's most joyful celebration. So the kingdom age will be a time of holiness and happiness in worshiping and serving the Lord." Well, let's read all about it, as they say, right now, here in the Old Testament. December 29th, Zechariah chapter 14, verses 1 through 21. "Watch, for the day of the Lord is coming, when your possessions will be plundered right in front of you, the people of Jerusalem. On that day, I will gather all the nations to fight against Jerusalem. The city will be taken, the houses plundered, and the women raped. Half the population will be taken away into captivity, and half will be left among the ruins of the city. Then the Lord will go out to fight against those nations, as he has fought in times past. On that day, his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, which faces Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives will split apart, making a wide valley running from east to west, for half the mountain will move toward the north and half toward the south. You will flee through this valley, for it will reach across to Azel. Yes, you will flee as you did from the earthquake in the days of King Uzziah of Judah. Then the Lord my God will come, and all his holy ones with him. On that day, the sources of light will no longer shine, yet there will be continuous day. Only the Lord knows how this could happen. There will be no normal day and night, for at evening time, it will still be light. On that day, life-giving waters will flow out from Jerusalem, half toward the Dead Sea and half toward the Mediterranean, flowing continuously both in summer and in winter. And the Lord will be king over all the earth. On that day, there will be one Lord. His name alone will be worshipped. All the land from Geba, north of Judah, to Rimmon, south of Jerusalem, will become one vast plain. But Jerusalem will be raised up in its original place, and will be inhabited all the way from the Benjamin gate over to the site of the old gate, then to the corner gate, and from the tower of Hananel to the king's wine presses. And Jerusalem will be filled, safe at last, never again to be cursed and destroyed. And the Lord will send a plague on all the nations that fought against Jerusalem. Their people will become like walking corpses, their flesh rotting away. Their eyes will shrivel in their sockets, and their tongues will decay in their mouths. On that day, they will be terrified, stricken by the Lord with great panic. They will fight against each other in hand-to-hand combat. Judah, too, will be fighting at Jerusalem. The wealth of all the neighboring nations will be captured, great quantities of gold and silver and fine clothing. This same plague will strike the horses, mules, camels, donkeys, and all the other animals in the enemy camps. In the end, the enemies of Jerusalem, who survived the plague, will go up to Jerusalem each year to worship the King, the Lord Almighty, and to celebrate the Festival of Shelters. And any nation anywhere in the world that refuses to come to Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord Almighty, will have no rain. And if the people of Egypt refuse to attend the festival, the Lord will punish them with the same plague that he sends on the other nations who refuse to go. Egypt and the other nations will all be punished if they don't go to celebrate the festival. On that day, even the harness bells of the horses will be inscribed with these words, "Set apart as holy to the Lord." And the cooking pots in the temple of the Lord will be as sacred as the basins used beside the altar. In fact, every cooking pot in Jerusalem and Judah will be set apart as holy to the Lord Almighty. All who come to worship will be free to use any of these pots to boil their sacrifices. And on that day, there will no longer be traitors in the temple of the Lord Almighty. December 29th. And now, as we turn our attention to the reading of the New Testament, our narrative today will be from the book of Revelation as we continue to go through this extraordinary book in the Bible. Revelation chapter 20, verses 1 through 15. Here is what we'll find there. We'll find the reading about the lost throne. Since Satan's rebellion, God has permitted him to work on this earth, but he has always kept him in control. Satan will exchange his throne for a bottomless pit, and his final destiny will be the lake of fire, where he will spend eternity with the beast and the false prophet, and with all those who choose to follow Satan instead of Jesus Christ. We'll read about the kingdom thrones, plural. The first resurrection takes place before Jesus ushers in his kingdom and involves only those who have trusted Christ. They will reign with him and have responsibilities commensurate with their faithful service while living on earth. And then we'll read about the great white throne. This judgment involves only the lost and follows the second resurrection, the resurrection to condemnation. Sinners who rejected Christ will face him and hear him say, "Depart from me." This solemn scene ought to move us to pray for the lost and witness to them and thank the Lord for his grace in saving us. And with that, let's begin our reading today here in the New Testament. December 29th. Revelation chapter 20, verses 1 through 15. Then I, John, saw an angel come down from heaven with the key to the bottomless pit and a heavy chain in his hand. He seized the dragon, that old serpent, the devil, Satan, and bound him in chains for 1,000 years. The angel threw him into the bottomless pit, which he then shut and locked, so Satan could not deceive the nations any more until 1,000 years were finished. Afterward, he would be released again for a little while. Then I saw thrones, and the people sitting on them had been given the authority to judge. And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their testimony about Jesus, for proclaiming the word of God. And I saw the souls of those who had not worshipped the beast or his statue, nor accepted his mark on their forehead or their hands. They came to life again, and they reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. This is the first resurrection. The rest of the dead did not come back to life until 1,000 years had ended. Blessed and holy are those who share in the first resurrection. For them, the second death holds no power, but they will be priests of God and of Christ, and will reign with him 1,000 years. When 1,000 years end, Satan will be let out of his prison. He will go out to deceive the nations from every corner of the earth, which are called Gog and Magog. He will gather them together for a battle, a mighty host as numberless as sand along the shore. And I saw them as they went up on the broad plain of the earth, and surrounded God's people and the beloved city. But fire from heaven came down on the attacking armies and consumed them. Then the devil, who betrayed them, was thrown into the lake of fire that burns with sulfur, joining the beast and the false prophet. There they will be tormented day and night, forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne, and I saw the one who was sitting on it. The earth and sky fled from his presence, but they found no place to hide. I saw the dead, both great and small, standing before God's throne. And the books were opened, including the book of life. And the dead were judged according to the things written in the books, according to what they had done. The sea gave up the dead in it, and death and the grave gave up the dead in them. They were all judged according to their deeds. And death and the grave were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. And anyone whose name was not found recorded in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire. Psalm 148, verses 1 through 14. When it comes to praising the Lord, the psalmist will not permit anyone or anything in all creation to escape. We'll read about the heavens. He starts with the angels, then summons the heavenly bodies, and even includes the clouds. God created them, established them, and controls them. They should praise Him, and of course they do. And we'll read about the earth, whether the depths of the sea or the heights of the mountains, the winds or the fruitful trees, all should praise the Lord, and they do. When the weather is bad, it is good to know that even the storms fulfill God's word. And then what about mankind? Made in God's image, men and women have more reason to praise God than does any other thing in creation. And when you have been saved by God's grace, your motive is even greater. So praise the Lord. Psalm 148, verses 1 through 14. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him from the skies. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all the armies of heaven. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you twinkling stars. Praise Him, skies above. Praise Him, vapors high above the clouds. Let every created thing give praise to the Lord. For He issued His command, and they came into being. He established them forever and forever. His orders will never be revoked. Praise the Lord from the earth, you creatures of the ocean depths. Fire and hail, snow and storm, wind and weather that obey Him, mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all livestock, reptiles and birds, kings of the earth and all people, rulers and judges of the earth, young men and maidens, old men and children, let them all praise the name of the Lord, for His name is very great. His glory towers over the earth and heaven. He has made His people strong, honoring His godly ones, the people of Israel who are close to Him. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 31, verses 8 and 9. Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. Ensure justice for those who are perishing. Yes, speak up for the poor and helpless, and see that they get justice.